All right, I want to reset the table on this deal.
All right.
Right before Father's Day, we were playing Embarrassing Dads here on KGB.
Right.
And this one dad, it turns out, his kid did not want to go to school. He wanted to play hooky. And so he asked for a sick note.
Right.
He stayed home. The next day, he brings in the sick note that dad had scribbled out for him.
Right.
Dad wasn't real happy about him playing hooky, but he wrote the sick note out.
Sure.
Turns out what he wrote was, Billy can't come to school today because he's bleeding from the butt.
Right.
From the butt, Bob.
And the kid never even looked at it, right? He didn't open it?
I'm not sure how that went out. I thought it was that he read it, and then he's like, I need a new note or something. I'm not sure, but whatever. It was just the whole concept of it. It just kind of struck us as funny. He's bleeding from the butt.
The dad told us the kid was dyslexic and he couldn't have read it anyway. And
somehow, it turned into a would you rather.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And we asked Emily, would you rather be bleeding from the butt or have sex with Boyer?
Right.
And what did you pick?
I said I'd rather be bleeding from the butt.
So she picked her bloody butt.
Right.
And that's upsetting to her, apparently, somehow. I don't know. I think it'd be more upsetting to my boy over here.
I was shaken and heartbroken and distraught for at least a week.
What did you do to deserve that kind of treatment?
I don't know.
How many times you've offered a hand to her to get her out of her financial duress?
$1,500 a weekend.
That's right.
I thought it was solid.
Mm, me too.
$300 for 90 minutes.
Some thanks you get.
Nothing. And so, I'd take care of her.
Of course you would. How would you take care of her?
I would make sure that she had an enjoyable time as well.
Aha!
Maybe she didn't know that, Emily.
It wouldn't just be about me, because...
He can go brrr, bang right on that like a jackhammer.
Yeah, and he's demonstrated that
really?
In the office. I get the creepy tongue.
Does anyone
right?
walk in on you two, or what?
Wow.
No.
How did he demonstrate
Actually, it? He did the other day. Bromo was sitting there, and he turned to me and started making motions with his tongue that were just inappropriate.
How could they possibly be inappropriate?
They just were.
Just out of the blue, he started making... He started wagging his mouth parts at you?
He was offering to give me $20 to help carry me through a little rough patch, but it came with the tongue.
Well, let's set it right. I said, do you need $20? I said, here. I walked over and I gave her $20, or I rolled my chair over, and I just...
You were running short on funds. Yeah. Are you still low on funds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just basically dropped it in her lap. Nothing weird. Nothing untoward at all.
You dropped it in her lap?
I put it by her left pocket, so she could just push it in her pocket.
How about just handing it to her with the two things on the ends of her arms, hands?
You rolled toward me is when you were doing the tongue motions.
No.
Yes.
Then I rolled back, and you said something to the effect of, I thought you were going to do something creepy. And that is when I turned to her and I went, bloop.
That's all he did?
He just started making,
That is so appealing to the young women.
Yeah. With Bromo sitting right there. And
hey, three-way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll join in. Crud.
Fun times in the office.
Lovely.
And you got $20 out of it.
I did. I said I'd pay you back on Monday.
And I, you know, I, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at it.
Wow.
As we've all heard.
You know what? I might jump the offer to $400.
All right. So anyway, since Emily picked her bloody butt.
Oh.
Don't let her use your pen.
Well, you picked it.
You're right.
Tony Mason has decided to set it to music. Ladies and gentlemen, the world premiere of Emily's Bloody Butt.
A bloody butt, butt, a bloody butt, a bloody butt.
She'd rather have a bloody butt,
a bloody butt
than sleep with Boyer. She's no slut.
She's no slut. Hey, she don't want him climbing into the bed, getting all hot and sweaty, leaving fur everywhere while he runs his little grubby hairy fingers up and down her back.
I would be happy to accommodate that for you, Emily.
But she's Emilito. But the DSC show.
There you go.
Nice.
World premiere music from Tony Mason.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, they say music soothes the savage sphincter.
Oh. Like how he made butt rhyme with slut.
It was a big reach, wasn't it, Ruth? That's like, I mean, that's like second to finding something that rhymes with orange.
How did he think of that?
He must have a thesaurus or something.
A rhyming dictionary?
Oh, darling.
Yes, darling.
Yes, it's darling.
Uh-huh. It's darling, Ruth?
It's darling.
It really is.
Weren't you just snapping your fingers? But the background singer.
You got an odd sense of taste there.
Well, it's funny.
I agree with that. Darling was your first choice, though. Darling.
Because it wasn't about me.
I like how it turned into a rat F on Boyer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Can we hear it again? Can we hear it again?
Sure.
He's so talented.
A bloody butt, a bloody butt, a bloody butt, butt,
she'd rather have a bloody butt,
a bloody butt,
than sleep with Boyer. But she's no slut.
Wow!
She's no slut. Hey, she don't want him climbing into the bed, getting all hot and sweaty, leaving fur everywhere while he runs his little grubby hairy fingers up and down her back. She'd rather have a butt attack.
But
she's Emilito. But the DSC show.
There you go.
Wow. That's awesome.
Thank you, Tony. Awesome as always, buddy.